Ethereum Foundation cuts 20% of staff, eliminating 54 roles. The Ethereum Foundation is cutting about 20% of its workforce and eliminating 54 roles, according to a June 24th report from CoinDesk. The foundation framed the move as part of a restructuring tied to a new internal mandate and a revised treasury strategy, not an emergency response to a single event. The cut lands at an awkward moment for the asset. Ether traded at $1,067 as of June 24, 2026, down 3.2% over 24 hours and roughly 7% on the week, with the broader market reading fear at 20 on the Fear and Greed Index. The foundation does not live or die by a weekly candle, but its balance sheet is heavily Ether-denominated, so the price it holds reserves indirectly shapes how many people it can pay and for how long. A smaller core team by design, 54 roles, is a specific number, and the foundation chose to attach it to a stated purpose. The language of a new mandate suggests a narrowing of what the organization considers its job. For years, the EF acted as a broad patron of the Ethereum ecosystem, funding research, client teams, developer tooling, community events, and grants across a sprawling surface area. A 20% reduction forces choices about which of those the foundation keeps in-house and which it expects the wider ecosystem to carry. That distinction matters because Ethereum is not run by the foundation. Client software, staking infrastructure, and most applications are built by independent teams and companies. The EF funds and coordinates rather than ships the network itself. Trimming headcount is less a signal about Ethereum's technical health than about how the foundation wants to spend a finite treasury over the next several years. Treasury math behind the decision. A treasury held mostly in Ether behaves very differently from one held in dollars. When Ether fell from its highs, the dollar value of the runway that pays salaries, grants, and research contracts fell with it. An organization in that position has two levers. Sell more Ether to cover the same costs, or cut the costs. Selling into weakness drains the reserve faster and invites criticism that the foundation is pressuring its own asset. Cutting roles preserves the Ether stack at the expense of capacity. The reference to a treasury strategy alongside the layoffs points toward the second path. Read that way, the 54 eliminated roles are the cost side of a deliberate effort to extend the foundation's runway without dumping Ether on a soft market. It is a defensible call and also a concession that the previous spending pace assumed a higher and steadier price than the market has delivered. ETH-denominated treasuries across the sector, including corporate holders, face the same arithmetic. A staffing story that has been building. This is not the first sign of turnover at the foundation. Earlier reporting documented a string of senior departures over a roughly 5-month stretch, a slower bleed of experienced people leaving on their own terms. A formal 20% reduction is a different kind of event. Voluntary exits reshape an organization gradually. An announced restructuring with a headcount target is the leadership drawing a line and resizing the team in one move. The two trends compound, an organization losing senior staff to attrition while also cutting a fifth of its roles has to protect institutional knowledge carefully, or it risks losing the context that makes coordination work. The foundation will be judged on what it chooses to keep: core protocol research, the upgrade pipeline, and the relationships with client teams are the functions that justify its existence. Community programs and broad grant making are the more likely places to absorb cuts. For people who hold Ether or build on it, the immediate takeaway is narrow. The network's clients, validators, and applications keep running regardless of the foundation's payroll. The longer-term question is whether a leaner EF can still fund the unglamorous research and coordination that no single company has an incentive to pay for. Ethereum staking and validator economics sit downstream of that work, and they underpin a growing share of yield-bearing crypto products. A foundation that spends more carefully is not the same as one that spends on the wrong things, and the next two upgrade cycles will show which this is.